It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, and Todd Sadowski back with us again. Quarter number two, we're looking ahead. Penn State Buffalo, Saturday night at Beaver Stadium, 7:30 p.m., a Fox kickoff. I know you locally will be on Fox 43. Todd did not make this decision. He probably gets this often, but it is a Fox kickoff. And I know you have another little programming note you'd like to share with people, not just about Penn State football, but about all local sports.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we're thrilled to have a game for Penn State on Fox 43, primetime game. You know, Buffalo's a 22-point dog, about three-touchdown dog in this game, up to 27. I've been up to – well, we're hoping maybe they can keep it close in the second half. We can watch – you know, people will be watching Fox 43 a little bit longer for that game. But also, you mentioned the other programming note. The next night, September 8th, Sunday, September 8th, we're launching the Sunday Sports Frenzy every week, 52 weeks a year, a live local sports show, 11 to 11:30 on Fox 43. Added a couple people to the sports department to beef up the staff to get ready for it. Alex Cawley and Lindsey Barna, along with Andrew Callista and myself, we're really excited to get this thing rolling. Local sports coverage for high school sports, high school football, obviously, this time of year. Penn State football, we expanded our coverage of that. We can talk about the game in a little bit more detail the day after. And sprint car racing, dirt tracks, you know, everything that we can think of local sports-wise, good feature stories. You're going to see it on the Sunday Sports Frenzy. Whether you're watching at 11 o'clock, please, we want you to check it out. But if you happen to miss the show at 11 to 11:30, you can check it out online, fox43.com/frenzy. So appreciate the time to promote it, and we appreciate people listening, watching, whatever. We can't wait to get the frenzy started on Sunday nights.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like this. You know, you TV guys get a chance to really talk at length about sports instead of cramming into a tight window. Let's talk about Buffalo a little bit. It's kind of the same deal now that the spread already bet up to 27 points, really just in the early part of the week now, is an indication of where people think this game is going to go. Buffalo, a 10-4 team last year, a competitive team, beat Rutgers 42-13, beat Temple 36-29, among other wins. A couple changes for them. They're coming off a 35-10 win over Robert Morris in their opener. They are breaking in a new quarterback, a redshirt freshman. It will be starting under center for them, Matt Myers. I thought, you know, last year against App State, I thought, okay, you know what? Young quarterback on the road, it's going to be trouble for him. I was wrong then. I still think this is a tough game for a new quarterback to come on the road and play. I think you won't see a pristine Penn State crowd. But for week two of the season, a week after they score 79 points, a night game where you can rev your engines up all day, I think you're going to see a pretty vocal crowd early. We'll see what the redshirt freshman quarterback can do.
I think the night crowd is going to be special. It always is. A primetime game is always a big deal at Beaver Stadium. Yeah, you know, you mentioned the quarterbacks. They just, these high school offenses are so much more sophisticated. They just seem so much more ready to go. He's had a year. Matt Myers has had a year to sit and watch and figure out what's going on. So I think he's going to be prepared from a scheme standpoint. I'm not so sure he's going to be prepared for the atmosphere, the crowd, and the defensive line. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
You know, you better have a clock in his head that runs a little fast on Saturday night, because he's going to have to get rid of that football.
How on earth, in the practices leading up to this game, can you begin to simulate team speed that your team doesn't have? You know, like that's always my, like, if you're Penn State and you're playing a dual threat quarterback, let's say, you can throw somebody back there who can mimic that speed. What's Buffalo going to do to mimic Shaka Toney or Jason Oway or some of these other guys that they just don't have that caliber of athlete? That'll be an interesting thing. Atmosphere too, you know, to be wide eyed and try to speed things up. I think the game's going to be moving pretty quick for Matt Myers for a while. We'll see. Also, for Buffalo, bring back a 1,000-yard rusher in Jarrett Patterson. That'll be an interesting test for this Penn State defense. But first, what I want to get to, we'll talk about when Buffalo has the ball. But what I want to get to is when Penn State has the ball in their hands. What do we want to see? You know, we saw some themes start to unfold, and I would start with, you know, Sean Clifford start number two. It's a different atmosphere. This is going to be a nighttime atmosphere. You might be able to feel a little bit more electricity in the air. His challenge coming off of the Idaho game, where he was a little wired to start, is to not be consumed by that electricity in the air, to be able to kind of cut through that and keep himself calm and collected. That's one of the big things I'll be watching for.
Yeah, you know, I think that this is a good opportunity. We heard a lot from James Franklin this offseason so far about them getting in the Beaver Stadium and practicing in the stadium and using that as a chance to get some of these young guys that we saw a lot of on Saturday work in a place that, you know, they haven't been in before. And this is another chance to do that. I think the fact is the night game is a pretty big deal, because you're going to have, whether it's now, actually, Todd, this is actually a good segue to you. We don't know yet if Michigan-Penn State is a noon game on Fox or a late-night game. That's correct, right?
I was waiting for this question.
What did you decide, Todd?
What decision did you make?
I have decided not to decide. I think we're just going to just gonna wait. It's going to continue to build interest in that game, right, as we wait and we wait and we wait and people figure out what's going on. All I can say is, man, I just – you know, cooler heads or smarter heads should prevail, right? I mean, they didn't, in the Pac-12, take 9 a.m. starts. Thank goodness, right? They didn't take a 9 a.m. start for them local time for a noon game on Fox or any other network. Let's just hope the network heads look at it and go, a whiteout has to be at night, folks.
Yeah.
It's got to be at night. So let's go from there. But going back to Buffalo and going back to what you want to see offensively from Penn State and the Nittany Lions offense, you know, I'd like to see them keep the ball on the field, maybe finish a drive in the first quarter of one of the first couple drives with a touchdown instead of having to settle four field goals, including one that was from 53 yards. But, you know, to plug it into the end zone, because then what you end up doing, obviously, is you get ahead in this game, and then all of a sudden Buffalo has to turn one-dimensional with a redshirt freshman quarterback trying to get rid of the ball. They ran for 285 yards against Robert Morris. It's Robert Morris. But what they're trying to do is establish a rushing attack. We've talked about the defensive tackles. How much interior pressure can they provide? Are they going to hold up against a team that wants to run the ball? We'll find out early how that goes. But, you know, that's the way these games go, and you can become more successful. Get on top early, control the ball, convert third downs. They were only 1 of 8. You know, we want to see improvement in that category as well from the offense, and see them stick it in the end zone and finish drives early so that you can get in front, and then all of a sudden really puts a lot of pressure on Buffalo's offense.
Against a more formidable opponent, you know, some of the things that we're still waiting to, you know, we're still waiting to figure out what this backfield is actually going to be like in a real game day environment. When push comes to shove and you have important drives, or you have, you know, situations where you got to move the chains, you know, you're not just going through the motions against a bad team. What are they going to do? Who are they going to lean on? How are you going to manage that backfield? Is it going to be a hot hand approach? Is it going to be matchup oriented? Is it going to be, you know, based on downs or situations? You know, like, that's one of the things. It's a great opportunity for Ricky Ronnie. It's also, you know, a great responsibility, I think, to keep these guys involved. If you are truly committed to playing four running backs, Devin Ford, Noah Kane, Ricky Slade, and Journey Brown, how are you going to keep them happy? How are you going to distribute the ball? What does that look like? That is one of the important things, I think, that you're going to be watching for the first handful of weeks this season, is to figure out, you know, what clues can you get to figure out where this running back situation is going to go? Is Devin Ford going to burn his red shirt? This would be another chance to do that, I think, against a Buffalo team with a little bit more talent, a little bit more, you know, they'll put up a little bit more of a fight against this Penn State offense.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, certainly, they are certainly better than Idaho. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But they're not, I don't think, the same Buffalo team that we've seen the last couple of years that had, what was it, Tyree Jackson, I think the quarterback was. You know, they don't have necessarily that kind of veteran skill player or quarterback that they've had in years past. So that's something to keep an eye on. But look, I mean, they're not a bad football team. They're definitely going to come in and, you know, they're not going to wow you, but they should at least give Penn State, I don't want to say a scare, I don't think that's the right word, but they should at least give Penn State formidable competition in the sense of comparing it to what Idaho presented, which was not. So I think that will be tremendously valuable. But, I mean, we are talking about a team here who only beat Robert Morris 38-10. So I don't know how great the test is going to be, but it should be better than last week for sure.
Well, I've always said I like the way this September schedule sets up for this Penn State team with a new quarterback stepping in Sean Clifford. It gives him a couple of weeks, a couple of games to you know, get in the groove, figure out who he wants to go to, all those types of things to settle in as the quarterback while you have a veteran defensive team that can dominate or can carry the load a little bit if the offense is going to struggle some. Not only that, the difficulty of the opponent progresses from week one to week two to week three as you go from Idaho to Buffalo and then to Pitt. Then you get a Friday night game, you get a week off to regroup a little bit, and then get a Friday night game on the road at Maryland. So I like the way this September schedule sets up. It is going to be interesting to see how they handle Buffalo and a little bit more resistance than they got from the Vandals.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by our friends at GoPSURV.com. We're talking about Buffalo now. It's a good time to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer with a night game in Happy Valley. It's really not much like that. But GoPSURV.com, good for any home weekend. It's a really fun, and we like to call it the ultimate tailgating experience, because you can tailgate really from moment one till the last moment that you're in State College, and they'll take care of the rest, including a shuttle back and forth to the game. Once again, GoPSURV.com. I think a couple other little things. Pat Freiermuth having sat out much of that second half after taking the shot to the head. I want to see if he's available against Buffalo. What's going on with that? They obviously won't talk about that this week or ever with James Franklin and his policy on injuries. And I still think outside of KJ Hamler, we know nothing about how wide receiver reps, you know, how they're going to mix and match those guys. We've heard, you know, briefly in the past that they're going to, you know, that could be a matchup centric thing, how they mix and match their wide receivers. I do happen to think, whether it's Buffalo or otherwise, I think we're going to have a big day at some point for Justin Shorter. I think, you know, the way that he was moving around, the way that he was effortlessly making those short catches, which we know from last year, you can't take those short catches for granted. I think that it's going to set up when they need him to have a big day. I think he's going to have a big day sometime soon.
And a big play. I mean, just let's get them one-on-one out wide. I mean, we saw for several years balls that were just thrown up, the one-on-one lob balls. And, you know, there's a guy who's going to look a lot like Allen Robinson potentially on the side, or Chris Godwin, and just, you know, throw it up and see what he can do.
There you go. That's why when Penn State has the ball, what we'll be watching for, 27-point favor. We're expecting some points. How about Penn State's defense when Buffalo has the ball? We'll get into that in just a moment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.